Heavenly Intervention. It's 1977. I'm in outback Western Australia, 30 kilometres east of Derby, at a mission hospital run by nuns for leprosy patients. There are two of us and a guide dog, standing frozen with this bloody great emu running circles around us, kicking up dust, neck extended, ready to bite. I'd brought guide dog Una to be matched with Teresa, an Aboriginal patient in her 60s, and this was our first day of training. The emu was a long-standing resident of the hospital grounds, and he definitely wasn't taking Una's invasion of his territory lying down. Every training session I had with Teresa, the emu would be laying in wait for us. Consequently, Una was becoming increasingly distressed and distracted from her guiding work. We were getting nowhere fast. I pleaded with Mother Superior that something had to be done about the emu. After consulting with the tribal elders, she delivered the decision. "Sorry, the emu was here first. The emu stays," said Mother Superior. The elders were willing, however, to take responsibility for protecting Una by walking everywhere with us to fend off the aggressor. As our training group grew in numbers, the emu, unrelenting, hissed and kicked up his dust a little further away. 2 weeks later, training was eventually over and I was leaving with a heavy heart and no real hope that the emu would ever allow Una to do her work. With their goodbyes, the sisters promised to pray for a solution to the problem. 2 weeks later, I received a message from Mother Superior. "Our prayers have been answered," she said. "The emu has become Una's protector, and now if any stray dog comes to harass Una, the emu chases that dog away."